What are we talking about? Practice? We talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. Get your calls in. 912-275-7017. We'll take your emails, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. All right, so we've got DJ Shockley joining us later in the hour, former Georgia quarterback and Atlanta Falcon quarterback, and we had a ton of high school football games last night to get to. Stanford, of course, gets crushed by Washington. So we'll talk about that a little bit along with our college football games for the day. And a new segment, My Thoughts for the Week, Drayton.
Can't wait.
I bet. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the games from last night. We'll start with Camden. Looking like Camden maybe against an inferior Forest Park team, but a 67-14 win for the Wildcats.
Yeah, great win for Camden to go out. And a game that they really needed on the season to try to get that momentum going, heading back into region play coming up here. Hopefully they can get the ball rolling and get a couple of wins. And like I said, we've said all along that they're a team that maybe can get it going towards the end of the year and get ready for the playoffs.
Glenn Academy hosted a winless Wayne County team. Wayne County's defense has looked pretty good up until the last couple of weeks, but their offense has been abysmal. And more of the same. Glenn blanks Wayne 34-0, and so that's a non-region game. That's the last non-region game that Glenn Academy will play. Everything from here on out will be in region, and that, of course, determines who makes playoffs and who doesn't.
Yeah, great tune-up for the region schedule because, again, like you said, Coach Hidalgo has said that their defensive front last year was probably one of the best ones they faced, and they brought quite a few of those guys back this year. But it was a dominant performance by Glenn. They started a little slow, but it wasn't a contest at all, really, the whole game.
There's a good little article written on the SouthernSportsEdition.com about a week ago that was comparing last year's Glenn Academy team to this year's Glenn Academy team and making the argument or counter-arguments about which team is better. So let me pose a question to you really quickly. Is the 2016 version of the Red Terriers better than the 2015 version that got to the state title game?
I think 2016 would have to be, just because they're maybe more dynamic on offense.
Okay.
Right now, you've had Randy Jernigan in the program for the whole season, you know, and off season as well, which helps with reps and everything. Tyler Grant has really stepped forward. Granted, obviously you had Garrison Hurd last year, but I think Grant gives you a little bit more of a chance to take it to the house threat every, you know, almost any time he touches the ball, along with DJ. So I like this year's offense better, certainly. Last year's defense maybe tiny bit better. I don't know. I think, but the competition this year has been much, much tougher schedule wise.
Sure has.
Especially.
Yeah. Non-region.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of taking it to the house, Frederica's done a ton of that this year. They beat Pinewood at home for the first time in school history. Mm-hmm. That was a great game. Knotted up 17-17 at the half, and then Frederica scores a touchdown in the third, a touchdown in the fourth to put the game away. Mm-hmm. And Frederica just looks—they look the part, folks. They look the part of a state championship, the state championship team. The interesting thing is they had been number one in the GISA Georgia rankings pretty much from week two on. Mm-hmm. Well, really week three on after they beat Valwood. And last week, for some inexplicable reason, the pollsters dropped them from number one to number two. And then they go out and beat Pinewood, who, of course, has been a perennial power. Right. And that was a region game. So now Frederica, you've got to figure, has the inside track as far as winning that region and finishing with a number one seed, mm-hmm. which will mean they will have home field advantage all the way through until they go play for a state championship in Mercer. And I'm hoping they play John Millage, who is the number one ranked team, by the way.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not sure what – I'd like to see this John Millage team to be rated higher than Frederica. But that was a very good contest for Frederica to be able to be in a battle like that. You know, they've had quite a few blowouts. You know, the Valwood game was a good game. The Memorial game was pretty good. But to have to battle back, I think, is a character building thing for this young, very young Frederica team. To come back and have that kind of win is a big-time boost for them.
I thought Coach Brandon Derrick was about to get himself ejected out of that football game in the first quarter. There was a play where Frederica punted, and Pinewood was returning. The returner waved for a fair catch and then last minute decided not to catch it and tried to get out of the way. And as he was getting out of the way, the ball came down and literally hit him in the hand. Frederica recovered and returned it for a touchdown. The officials came out, took the touchdown off the board, which was right because you cannot advance a muff punt, but you can recover it. Should have been Frederica ball right there. They gave the ball back to Pinewood. Just completely missed the call. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. It was just flat out not knowing the rules.
Right.
And they gave the ball back to Pinewood, and Coach Derrick was out on the field for a good 10 minutes. He would not let the game resume. And finally, he realized he wasn't going to win it, even though he was right.
Yeah.
And then Pinewood went on and scored a touchdown off that possession.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I know it was a big game for Coach Derrick because he, as I was listening, as I was leaving the Glenn Academy, I flipped it over to the Frederica game, and the announcers were saying that after Frederica scored that last touchdown, they said Coach Derrick was out on about halfway on the field and threw his visor up in the air and it landed out on the field after getting that kind of exclamation point touchdown there to end the game.
Yeah. All right, so the Pirates did not play a really good game last night, at least by name brand, right? By programs that are supposed to be really good in the state. Ware was at Lowndes, and Lowndes wins 56-35. Fitzgerald was at Tift. Tift holds on there 35-28, a really good one from the Atlanta sector of the state. North Gwinnett at Mill Creek, and Mill Creek 44-17. Talking about a tension grabber.
I tell you, Mill Creek coming right along, man.
Norcross at Parkview, 38-15, Norcross. Okay, hold the phone, because here, if you're standing up, you're going to need to sit down for this one. Lakeside Evans goes to Hinesville and leaves 31-7 losers to Bradwell.
Bradwell, Coach Greg Hill, former Georgia Southern Eagle.
The Pirates of Brunswick go to Bradwell this week. Be careful, Pirates.
Just be ready. That's the thing.
South Effingham at Richmond Hill. South Effingham not very good. Richmond Hill wins 28-7. Liberty at Effingham. That was a really good game. I really thought Liberty would win. They did not. Effingham 35-34 winners. Tatnall at Statesboro. Statesboro blew a big lead.
Oh, wow.
And lost that game 31-24. I was really pulling for Statesboro, the awful time they've had the last 3 years. I thought that would have been a really good win because Tatnall's way better than them.
Yeah.
Stars Mill at Griffin, a barn burner. Both teams really, really good. A 52-49 final. Griffin over Stars Mill. Brooks at Crisp, defensive struggle, 16-14. Crisp wins. Benedictine, Glenn Academy fans are familiar with them, takes down Bryan County in Bryan, 48-20. Bacon over Vidalia, 31-13. A little bit of a surprise game here. We both picked Metter to beat Swainsboro last week. Well, that didn't happen, and it didn't happen convincingly.
Really?
Swainsboro beat Metter 24-6, and Charlton loses another game to someone that we have never heard of.
Irwin County?
Irwin County takes down Charlton 36-13. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers over in McIntosh County notch a huge win, taking down perennial powerhouse Savannah Christian and doing it impressively 36-12, and then Coffee thumped Warner Robins 56-22. And those are the games that we decided to talk about. And yep, gotta go break. Can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on Pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates!
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday.
Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Back here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and joining us, former Georgia quarterback and former Atlanta Falcon quarterback and Georgia great, to be honest with you, DJ Shockley. DJ, thanks for taking the time.
I mean, those are big words, that great word. I don't know about that. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us. So, DJ, if I'm not mistaken, you, in your senior year, had played behind David Green, and so I have always wondered what the relationship between you and David Green was.
You know what? The relationship between me and Green is probably the opposite of what everybody thinks. We actually are and were the best of friends even back then, and even still now, we still talk, we still get our family together and all that kind of stuff. So we always had a good relationship. Because at the end of the day, we both were team guys. We both wanted to be, of course, we both wanted to play and be the starter and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, we wanted Georgia to be good. And we knew if we pushed each other each and every day in practice, then we were putting the best product on the field on Saturdays. And we both knew if teams had to prepare for both of us, it was going to be tough on that defensive coordinator or that defense that particular week. So we hung out a lot. We were good friends. We helped each other out. We communicated really well. And I think that's why it worked so well, because there wasn't any friction between me and Greeny. And, you know, we still talk and hang out to this day. So it's always been a good and friendly relationship.
Of course, you know, your playing time was right before really the spread offense and the quarterback read option really blowing up and kind of taking over the game. Do you kind of look at today's offenses, the up-tempo and everything, and kind of wonder, man, what if I just like a few years younger, you know, could have come in this time?
You know what's so crazy is I get that all the time. People say, dude, you're like 3 years ahead of your time. Like, if you played in time now, you'd probably be a millionaire. You know, with all the spread offenses that are out now, especially how they do it in college now, it was tailor-made for me. And I remember my last year, we actually experimented with it, with the zone read. But we only ran it like 2 or 3 times, because it was like the first time it was just starting to come out, and they weren't all the way sure about, hey, running with your quarterback that much and you don't want to get him hit and all that kind of stuff. So we ran it sparingly here and there, but not as much as it's used right now. And you're right. I probably was a couple years ahead of my time, but it's all good.
DJ, of course, you got recruited to go to Georgia by Mark Richt, and now Mark Richt has moved on. Tell us about your thoughts and your emotions as far as Mark Richt leaving Georgia in the way that he left Georgia.
You know what? I was kind of hurt by it at first. I was very disappointed. Obviously, I have some strong ties to Coach Richt, being that he was the first guy to I was his first recruit to the University of Georgia, and then I was actually wanting to play for him so badly. I tell people a story all the time where he was at Florida State and he was recruiting me. I remember going down and sitting at their team gala, and he's telling me, "Oh, Florida State's the best place for you." And then a week later, he takes the Georgia job. And the same day he takes the Georgia job, he's sitting in my living room saying, "Georgia's the best place for you." And I'm like, "Coach, you just said Florida State," but I think ultimately what he was saying was, you know, "I'm the best coach for you." And so I've always had a strong tie to Coach Richt, and just because of the man he is, the way he coaches his players, how much he loves his players, and he'll do anything for them. So I was kind of disappointed when it happened. I was kind of salty a little bit, but at the end of the day, after I, you know, stepped back and looked at the entire picture of it, when a guy is at a place, you know, almost 15 years, that's pretty good. And ultimately, I think what it came down to was you didn't win the right games. Yeah, people say, yeah, you won 10 games every year, but then people are always going to say, you know, you didn't win the right games, the Floridas of the year, or the SEC championships, or, you know, there was always one or two games every year that kind of set you back. And I think that was ultimately the thing that put him in.
Mm-hmm. With you being so, you know, really well connected in the high school circles and everything around the state, have you gotten a sense of their thoughts on Coach Smart and what he's trying to build at Georgia and the recruiting styles that he's using?
You know, I think everybody has a real good respect for Kirby. Even when he was, you know, at Alabama, everybody knows he recruits really hard. He's one of those real bulldogs in recruiting. He never stops. He's always calling. He's always trying to get the next best player. And I think that's why they were so successful at Alabama, because not only was he a good coach, but he also put out the best as far as recruiting and going after guys and maintaining what they're going to look like, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the road. And I think high school coaches understand that if this guy's recruiting you, or if you go to his school, you're going to get the best coaching, and he actually cares about his players. So Kirby is a for sure firecracker in recruiting, and he's definitely going to be on a lot of guys. And I think he's had these relationships over the years, and I think all the coaches around the state especially, we really respect him a lot.
This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and by M&B Liquors. On the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is former Georgia quarterback, Atlanta Falcon quarterback, and Georgia great, DJ Shockley. DJ, so I've got a question for you. Give us a story, a you and Mark Richt story behind the scenes. We want to hear something good.
All right, well, we were playing West Virginia in the Sugar Bowl, and this was around the time where Sladen and all those guys were just starting to hit the scene, Pat White and all that were just starting to hit the scene, and we're playing West Virginia, and they're up on us maybe like 28-0 or something, and it's like the beginning of the second quarter, and we had a really good game plan going in, and we wanted to run the football. And right before we go on the field, Coach Richt leans over, and I'm thinking, you know, he's going to, you know, tell me about the next play. He said, "We're going to throw it 50 times right now." And he was like, "Forget the game plan. It's out the window. We're just going to throw it." And after that, I mean, we actually ended up coming back. But it was weird coming from Coach Richt, because he's always been the guy, okay, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to make sure, you know, we're doing everything right. And it was like, okay, I got it. That's exactly what we're going to do, and, you know, let's go do it. And it was kind of surprising to see that. So it was one of those stories that a lot of people probably, you know, wouldn't think it was a big story, but to a guy like me who played quarterback, that was just out of the norm, that you know, he scraps the whole playbook or scraps the whole game plan and says, we're just going to throw it all across the yard.
In fact, if they wouldn't have converted that fake punt, I think Georgia would have come back completely in that game.
And what's crazy about that is I talked to Coach Rodriguez, who was the West Virginia coach at the time, after the game, and, you know, he came up to me because he recruited me as well, and he said, there was no way I was going to give you guys the ball back. He said he had a talk with his defensive coordinator and special teams coach, and he was like, what do you want to do? Do we want to, you know, punt or, you know? He said, listen, do you want these guys to go 80 or you want these guys to go 40? Because either way, they're going to do it. So that's why I guess he said they decided to do the fake punt, because he was like, we can't stop them.
Yeah. As a quarterback, what are you seeing from the young freshman, Jacob Eason, and his learning curve as he's progressing through the season?
Well, I think that the number one thing I see, he's a poised kid. He's a mature kid past his age. I've talked to him a few times. He's a kid that actually sees the game a little bit better than people think. But I think right now, physically, he has all the tools. I think mentally, he's still trying to adapt to the speed of the game, all the stuff that has to happen at the line of scrimmage, the small things like calling the play, getting the guys out the huddle and, you know, get them to the line of scrimmage at a decent time. And I think that's the part of the game that he is still trying to get better at, and he struggled over the first couple of weeks. We've seen the physical talent. He has that. But I think mentally, that's the part that he's working on now. But I think George is in good hands for the next few years. He's a talented kid. He's going to always keep them in the game. And the best part is he's taking care of the football. You know, I know he had one pick last week. He had one versus Missouri. But usually when you see freshmen coming in, they're throwing 2, 3, 4 a game. And he's doing a good job of that. So I think Jim Chaney's doing a good job as well of putting him in positions to be successful and not really trying to force the issue with him. So I think the more he goes on this season, the more he's going to learn. And today's going to be a huge test for him as well, playing against Tennessee.
DJ, I kind of wish that we had more time, because I could probably – I'm sure Drayton and I both could probably sit here and talk to you all day. Unfortunately, we are out of time in the segment. I'd like to have you back on maybe another time if you're okay with that, and we can get you back on if that's cool.
Yeah, for sure, man. I would love to come on. I appreciate you guys having me, and I appreciate it.
All right, DJ Shockley, former Georgia quarterback, Falcon quarterback, and Georgia great. Thank you, DJ.
Thanks, DJ. All right, fellas, appreciate it.
See you. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village, next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles. and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Homecoming for both Glenn and Frederica. The Knights beat Pinewood for the first time in school history, 30-17, to stay perfect at 7-0 and claim first place in the region by themselves. Currently, Frederica is ranked second in the state. Meanwhile, in Terror Nation, Glenn blanks Wayne 34-0 in their last non-region tilt of the year to get to 5-1 on the season. The Pirates were off this week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That was one of our better interviews that we've had over the existence of this show. Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth, The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. DJ Shockley, of course, just joining us last segment via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. You can get your calls in 275-7017. I love that line where he said, Coach Rick leaned over to me and said, we about throw it 50 times.
Exactly. I mean, Coach Rick being an offensive coordinator, and when he was at Florida State, you know he liked to fling it all over the field. But when he got the head coaching job, he tended to dial it back a little bit and let's run the ball, control the clock, play defense. But you know he loves getting down there and flinging it all over the field too. Okay. Maybe not in that situation, being down 28-0, but he would love offense.
Yeah, I remember that West Virginia game and those guys, Steve Slayton, Pat White. Mm-hmm. It's funny because you mentioned to DJ Shockley about how if he played now with the athletic quarterback really kind of being in style and suiting to a lot of offenses. Don't forget, Rich Rodriguez kind of brought that in vogue mm-hmm. to begin with. He was the pioneer, or at least one of them, one mm-hmm. of the original guys that kind of brought that system into the college ranks, which, of course, everybody was like, oh, no, that will never work, and it did at the college right. level.
Everybody thought it was, oh, it's too finesse. Like he said, you can't run your quarterback that much because he's going to get pounded. You know, they've even said it at the NFL level, but it's starting to matriculate its way up into the NFL as well. So
yeah, we're seeing a little bit more of that, that's for sure. So we decided that we're going to start doing a new segment, and the segment's basically to where I give my opinion and my thoughts to some of the stuff that's gone on in the world of sports from the last week. And so with this segment, we get the opportunity to launch the very first This Week in Review, according to Jason Bishop. And we're off. Ole Miss is better than Georgia. The Braves are not making the playoffs. Good news, Falcons won. Bad news, the Falcons defense is terrible. Gus Bradley will be fired if the Jags lose on Sunday. Les Miles is unemployed. Grass everywhere feels safer. UGA will not beat Tennessee without Nick Chubb. Tim Tebow is the best baseball player to have ever lived. Did anyone care that the World Cup of Hockey was on? LSU will reach out to Nick Saban and Urban Meyer. Fat chance. Random fact, LeBron James is the greatest player to have ever lived. Georgia is not very good. RG3 says he is ready to protect himself. Let me know when he is ready to learn how to play quarterback. Paul Johnson says he will take a more hands-on approach with his offense. Why will that matter? Louisville is the best team in the country, and these are my thoughts.
I like it, Jason. That's good.
Thanks, man.
The Paul Johnson thing is kind of funny because aren't there like only four plays in the offense anyway?
There should be the triple option. Run right, run left, run middle, throw.
I like that.
Yeah, all right.
And so, I like Tim Tebow, you know. Even though it was an instructional league, that was pretty impressive to hit your first pitch or whatever out for a home run. I mean,
in his eyes. Fastball, eyeball level, got on top of it, went oppo, lefty on lefty.
Wow.
As a former lefty, I'm telling you, that's not easy.
No. He looks massive out there in in a baseball uniform.
He
though,
does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. As much as I'm not a huge Tebow fan, I kind of was thinking the Braves. I'd like to see them go ahead and sign him. Why not?
Why not? You
know, why not? Just give him a shot, especially here in the South. He's more well known in the area. I don't know. The Mets, I'm not sure exactly why they did it, but it'll be interesting to see his progression.
I would have loved to have seen him in a Braves uniform.
Yeah.
Even in the minor league level. But I mean, they were trying to sign him, but the Mets beat him to the punch. Okay, so college football. Do we want to do that now?
We can.
Well, we've
got time, unless you want to hit the next segment.
Yeah,
we
got like 3 minutes left in this segment. Do we have enough 3 minutes? Not really.
Yeah. How about your NFL survivor? Did you pull a Drayton, not make your picks?
Pot calling the kettle black. I don't have my picks done. I'll do it during the break.
Yes.
Wow, am I a hypocrite. Oh, today might be the worst moment of my life right now. If you missed it, last week Drayton didn't have his picks ready, and I totally called him out on the air and went to break early just so he could do his break, just so he could do his picks, and then I did the same thing.
You want to talk a little bit about last week, Georgia game? In 2 minutes? I can probably give you 2 minutes on it. It's about all it's worth.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. I can do it in 10. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I was trying to give reasons why Georgia could win that game, they had to at least play good, first of all, to start with. But they didn't, and it was over early.
This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and the Emerald Princess. Georgia's not ready to win that football game. They are not ready to go into a big-time opponent's place and pull an upset in their house. They're not there yet. The thing is, look, Georgia fans, you guys are a rebuilding football team, and your program is good enough to where you can rebuild and go 9-3 or 8-4. That's saying something. That is quite a feat where you can rebuild and still possibly win 9 football games. That's awesome that you can do that. You are not ready to go to an Ole Miss and win in their place. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. And I think people, they see the recruiting results over the last couple of years. Georgia's been in the top 10 most every year. But I don't think people realize the attrition that's gone through the program. There was a great article written, I think it was Dog Nation or one of those, but that broke down like that 2013-2014 class out of like 56 players that were recruited, like 29 of them are out of the program or not significant contributors to the team. That's the recruiting is your lifeblood. That's where you get your players, and you get that much of a miss in an entire recruiting class. You can miss on a couple of players, but if you miss on almost in half or more of a recruiting class, we're seeing the results of that right now. And that's why Coach Smart said in his first press conference, we got to get bigger along the line of scrimmage and we got to get deeper.
I like what DJ Shockley said in the interview that we had him when he was on with us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. It's not that Mark Richt didn't win games, it's the games that he lost. Mm-hmm. That's completely 100% accurate. Just some great perspective from the former Georgia quarterback, Atlanta Falcon quarterback, and Georgia great.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X mark. Exmark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
I wasn't surprised that Stanford lost to Washington, but I was surprised that Washington throttled them 44-6. That was a shocker to me.
Yeah, no kidding. I think people may be a little hesitant to really fully buy into Washington, and they proved themselves last night. Granted, Stanford had a few injuries going on, but I don't think any healthy, even the health of those other players would have made much difference the way that game turned out.
You ready to pick some games?
Let's go.
All right. Georgia State goes to Boone, North Carolina to play Appalachian State. No chance for the Panthers in that game. Appalachian State big.
Yeah, App State wins this one. Georgia State's doing pretty well, but they're not ready for this one, I don't think.
They are not ready to go to a place like Appalachian State and win on the road. Not at all. Miami at Georgia Tech. I am going to take the Hurricanes.
Gotcha. I'm going to go Georgia Tech.
Why?
I just don't know the discipline yet of the defense right now for Miami to have to cover the B-back, cover the quarterback, cover the running back every time. You miss up four times in the game, that could be four touchdowns. I just think there's a – I know Rick has a great record against Paul Johnson. I just want to see Miami playing a big Power 5 team and discipline. Discipline every time. See how they do against us today. I think Miami can win. Obviously, no doubt about it. But I think just today, I think Georgia Tech might sneak a win here.
Not going against you. You picked the South Dakota State game. So, all right, 22 Texas, probably overrated at Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State continues to expose Texas for not being that good. Oklahoma State over Texas.
I agree. I mark this as my upset of the week because Texas is ranked. I don't know if you're going to allow it or not.
But. Yeah, no, that's not. Again, it counted for me.
Right.
It counted for you.
All right. Yeah, I like Oklahoma State in this one. And also, I think this ramps up Charlie Strong. It puts Charlie Strong right back on the hot seat, or at least very uncomfortable in Texas. After, you know, what seemed to be a great win over Notre Dame early in the season has turned out to be not so great.
Florida goes to lowly Vandy. I think the Gators rebound off the loss to Tennessee, a game they should have won. And man, would the picture of the SEC East be vastly different, but it's not. But I do like the Gators to rebound.
I think they'll win. Maybe it's either going to go Florida blows them out, or I think Florida will win. It'll be very close.
Do you like Florida to win either way?
I think they'll win.
Okay.
Yeah.
North Carolina at the Seminoles, Florida State. They go to Tallahassee. North Carolina hasn't really looked as good as we thought they were going to look to this point. I'll take the Noles.
I like Florida State. I've contemplated this one for my upset because North Carolina can move the ball. And Florida State's defense, something's a little off with their defense, but I think Florida State wins with more talent.
The 11-ranked Tennessee Volunteers go to Athens, coming off of a skull-dragging. That's one of Drayton's terms. A skull-dragging at the hands of Ole Miss. Still in the top 25. 11 Tennessee at 25 Georgia. No Nick Chubb for the Dogs as of what we understand to this point. So with no Nick Chubb, I cannot in good conscience pick Georgia to win that football game. I'm going Tennessee.
I think Tennessee will win. But I don't necessarily think that that's going to hinder the offense too much without Nick Chubb. I like the backs that we still have, and I think they're actually a little more explosive. Chubb looks so good in that first game, I still don't think he was quite back, even though, you know, after that coming over off of that injury. And I think the Herrien and Holyfield and, of course, Sony Michel, I think they're a little more explosive to the outside.
Okay.
But I think Tennessee will still win. They're just in a weird run right now with their they're winning games, even though they don't necessarily look all that great for the entire game.
Wisconsin goes to the Big House to play the Wolverines. I don't think Wisconsin, they're ranked 8th in the country. Michigan's ranked 4th. I don't see Wisconsin being able to go into Michigan and win that football game. As a matter of fact, I think the Badgers are so overrated, Michigan blows them out of the water.
Are you doubting the Badgers again?
I'm
you doubted them against LSU. You doubted them against Michigan State. But, you know, I'm going to Michigan, too.
Look at you. Tried to throw.
This has been another awkward moment from Drayton Hogarth.
Throw a little shade your way, huh?
Mm. Texas A&M goes to North Carolina. I'll take the Aggies.
Yeah, South Carolina. Yeah, A&M's looking really good, man.
And South Carolina is not.
No.
No, even close. All right, so here's my upset of the week. I'm going to take Oklahoma to go to TCU and beat the 21-ranked Horned Frogs.
Yeah, I can see that. I like TCU a little bit right now. Oklahoma seems to have lost a lot of mojo from last year, and I think you might start hearing whispers of Stoops if he drops this game today, too. But I like TCU in this one, being at home.
Utah at Cal. I'll take Utah.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go Cal, but I like Utah. Very tough team.
Kentucky goes to number one Alabama. I will take Kentucky. No, I won't. Alabama big.
Is Coach Cal going to do that game? Or no, I got to go Alabama, even with all the issues going on right now.
Memphis at Ole Miss. Ole Miss, a ton of momentum after what they did to the Dogs last week. Ole Miss wins big at home.
A little revenge game for Ole Miss, too, after getting thumped last year by Memphis.
That's right. Good point.
They lost a lot off of last year's team, coach and starting quarterback. Got to go Ole Miss right now.
Missouri at LSU. LSU now under the direction of Ed Orgeron. Missouri kind of in the middle of the SEC East Pack. You know what? I'm going to take LSU in this football game. Ed Orgeron did a fantastic job when he stepped in for Kiffin over at USC a few years back. I think he's going to do a good job at LSU. Don't think he'll get the job when it's all said and done, but I think LSU's going to be able to be – they're going to look much, much better. I'll take the Tigers. Go, yeah. Tigers!
yeah. Coach O certainly has experience in this situation, doesn't he? Probably should have got more consideration for the Southern Cal job.
Absolutely should have.
Because they're in a state of a mess right now. But anyway, I like LSU as well. I think the players are going to rally. He's kind of changed a lot up. He's the one that actually fired Coach Cam. I think LSU kind of forced him to do that, but he was the one that actually gave Cam his Coach
Cam Cameron, you mean?
Yeah, Cam. Yeah, gave him his walking papers. But yeah, I like LSU to rally today, and they have the athletes to match up with Missouri.
All right, here's a big one: number 3 Louisville at number 5 Clemson. This is a tough game for me because at the beginning of the season I said Clemson is the best team in the country. And in my segment earlier, you heard me say Louisville is the best team in the country. So one of those things that I said is going to end up proving to be wrong, which doesn't happen a lot. But one of them is going to be wrong. I'm going to take Clemson. Deshaun Watson is just too good in two big games. They're at home in Death Valley. I'll go with the Tigers to bring down the Cardinals to earth.
Yeah, I really like Louisville, and I don't like their coach, but I like what they're doing right now. They're looking really good. Lamar Jackson looks like the most dynamic player in the country right now. But you know what? Deshaun Watson has done it before. Clemson's used to this big game feel. I know Louisville did very well against Florida State, but that was at home. They had everybody cheering for them. They're going to have a lot of people cheering against them in this one.
And that Florida State game was a noon game where I think Florida State kind of maybe sleptwalked their way into that football game, got punched in the mouth really quickly, and was never able to rebound. Mm-hmm. They weren't ready for how good Louisville was.
Yeah, and night game in Death Valley, not a pretty situation.
Oh, but it's going to be fun.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Homecoming for both Glenn and Frederica. The Knights beat Pinewood for the first time in school history, 30-17, to stay perfect at 7-0 and claim first place in the region by themselves. Currently, Frederica is ranked second in the state. Meanwhile, in Terror Nation, Glenn blanks Wayne 34-0 in their last non-region tilt of the year to get to 5-1 on the season. The Pirates were off this week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Good football high school games coming up this week, so we're going to get into our high school football pick'em segment, and so we're ready for that, and let's go. All right, Drayton, Frederica goes to Bullock. That is a region tilt. The Knights look unstoppable. They're my pick to win the GISA state championship, and don't forget now, one cool thing is in the GISA, once you win your state championship, there are two more rounds after that to where there'll be a playoff between the teams that win state championships from Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yeah, kind of a regional championship. That's nice.
I'll take Frederica in this game.
Yeah, you can't go against Frederica right now. They are just rolling, and tons of talent on that team. I'm not sure how Bullock has always had athletes from when I was there till now, but they don't have the kind of athletes to hang with Frederica right now.
Brunswick goes to Bradwell. Brunswick had the week off to prepare for Bradwell. Bradwell has looked a lot better than what we thought they were at the beginning of. They weren't what we thought they were. Bradwell's a lot better than what we think. I think Brunswick might struggle with this game, but I think they get out of there with the talent they have on the roster with a W.
Again, Brunswick needs to just worry about themselves because they are could be the most talented team in the region, player wise. I think they'll go ahead and win this one. Again, I think they'll probably be a little closer early than we like, but I think Brunswick will pull it out comfortably.
Effingham at Glenn, that's a region tilt. I don't see any problem with the Terrors that they might have with the Rebels. I think Glenn wins comfortably.
Yeah, I think kind of maybe not like last night or anything like that, but two touchdowns somewhere around there. Glenn should take this one.
McIntosh County Academy coming off a huge win over Savannah Christian. They'll go to Puller. I'll take the Buccaneers. I'm kind of on that train right now.
I agree. I mean, I wonder if they've kind of rallied around each other with all the stuff going on, you know.
Yeah.
Coaches can get that kind of thing, get that mindset of playing for your teammate, you know, playing for each other. That seems to be what's going on right now.
Out of that Atlanta area, we've got North Cobb going to McEachern, and I'll take McEachern.
Again, I agree. McEachern on a roll, came down to beat Camden.
Great minds thinking alike. Lassiter at Roswell. I'll go Roswell at home.
Roswell, I think, will take this one as well.
Houston County, you better say it right. Houston. If you ever call it Houston County while you're in Houston County, they will quickly let you know that you mispronounced the name of their county. Houston County at Lee County. That's going to be a really, really good football game. Both those programs are very good. I'm going to take Lee County because they're at home.
Yeah. It's kind of the irresistible force against the immovable object.
Right.
The Houston offense is flying right now. Georgia quarterback recruit Jake Fromm is lighting up the scoreboard. Lee County is a defensive juggernaut right now with Aubrey Solomon. I'm going to go Houston.
Going Houston.
I'm going Houston.
All right. Northside, this is another good one. Northside Warner Robins goes to Valdosta. I still think that Valdosta is a good football team, but I don't see them quite yet making the next step to that elite level. I think that where they've gotten to, maybe a little bit of smoke and mirrors early on their season. Northside is that team. I like Northside to go to Valdosta and win.
Give me the Cats.
Oh, wow.
You don't go into Nick Hyder Stadium.
Look at this. That's awesome. Just flat give me the Cats. Okay. New Hampstead at Statesboro. I thought Statesboro was going to get a W last night. They were not able to hold on to a big lead, and so they come away with the L. I like New Hampstead.
I'm going to give the Blue Devils another chance. Because
you're
honestly,
going to Statesboro?
I don't know who New Hampstead is, to be completely honest with
you. I don't either, but Statesboro's bad. South Effingham at Wayne, two teams that have not done very well this season, maybe the most inept game in this area. I think Wayne's got a little bit more than South Effingham does. I'll go Wayne County.
Yeah, I've seen Wayne a couple times now, and I like what Coach Chastain's doing. I know I say it, and they haven't gotten a win yet, but he's got them going in the right direction. They play very safe on offense. They're not going to really beat themselves on offense.
And their schedule's been brutal.
Yeah, it really has. And the defense has some players, so I'll take Wayne County in this one.
Does Eastlake have any chance of beating the Gators in Ware County? I don't think so either. I'll take Ware County over Eastlake. Here's an interesting one. Appling at Long.
I'm going Appling.
Me too.
I like them. Long kind of having a rough season, I guess. But Appling's not really maybe where you usually see Appling County, but I think they take this one for sure.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this one. Pierce County goes to Brantley. If the Herons pull this win off, the goalposts are coming down. If Brantley upsets Pierce County, there's going to be a lot of partying that night in Brantley County. Not gonna happen. Pierce County brings the Herons back to earth.
Dude, the party on the Satilla River is going to be amazing.
Are you going to be there?
Are you doubting the Brantley County Herons?
Again?
after all they've done this year?
Yes. Against Coach Sean Pender, yes. Of course, Sean Pender once was at Brantley.
Yeah, I'm going with Pierce, too.
Okay. That's what I figured. Liberty at Tattnall. No shot for Tattnall.
Yeah, I like Liberty in this one. Even though they dropped the one to Effingham last night, I think they're probably just too talented for Tattnall.
Calvary, big rivalry game up in the Savannah area. Calvary Day at Savannah Country Day. What kind of day is it going to be? I'm going to take Savannah Country Day.
It's going to be a country day, baby. Savannah Country Day gets the win.
So both of us pick Savannah Country Day.
Yep.
All right. That's our high school football pick'em. Man, and we still got, look at that. We've got like a minute and 10 seconds left over. We had DJ Shockley who done college football, and I actually do have my NFL Survivor picks. Go ahead, Drayton.
All right. This week, I mean, I was going to take the Bengals, but they played last Thursday. So, but I take the Broncos and the Redskins. Redskins, of course, playing the Browns. And the Broncos, I think they're just on a roll right now. Who would have figured that defense is so good that they can start a undrafted free agent at quarterback and just kind of rolling through the NFL right now?
Well, he is playing well. All right, and I'll also go Washington over Cleveland. I haven't taken the Redskins yet. And I'll go New England over Buffalo.
Yeah. How funny was that with Rex Ryan getting on the media call?
Yeah,
and posing as a media guy and asking who are the Patriots going to start at quarterback?
That's pretty funny. By the way, I'm not one to say I told you so, but if I were the type of person to say I told you so, which I'm not the kind of person to say I told you so, but if I were going to say I told you so, this is where I would say I told you so about Georgia and Ole Miss. But since I'm not the type of person to say I told you so, I am not going to tell you I told you so.
But I was just getting, again, who did I pick
in the pick'em? Ole Miss.
So you ain't telling me nothing.
This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Coastal Pines Technical College. Great show. DJ Shockley, thank you for coming on the air via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, and we are gone.
The Frederica Knights are a favorite to bring home a GISA title to St. Simon's. And if you are a Knight fan, then you should be at Catch 228 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, Catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermark's Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.